And I was watching your video showing the windmill.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the man who climbs up high on the...
Yes.
Okay. I thought so.
Yeah, that was after the successful installation, I made a visit and enjoyed having a look up myself up there on 15 meters above ground.
And it seems like there's a lot of enthusiasm for this clean energy.
Yes, because we try not to just buy a windmill from somewhere and ship it into the country, but we worked in that way that I provided design plans for this windmill and that we tried to produce as much as possible in country. And so it really became their windmill that they had worked for and designed and produced in country. And it was the whole village who carried the wind tower up to the hill up there. And so I understand why they were happy and excited about it. I was also.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I also was reading about the yogurt and cheese that they make there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a special Swiss connection, I understand.
We had Swiss cheesemakers who trained the Koreans. That's the Swiss connection.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So it's a similar recipe even, or?
Yes. When you produce cheese and yogurt, you need special bacteria strains to keep the production process going, and usually we imported them from the same companies that also cheese factories or yogurt producers here in Switzerland do.
Oh, that's interesting. And how is the result?
In many places it's very good, and that's the nice thing. As you maybe read also, we had to shut down our office in 2006 in Pyongyang, and we saw that many of those small cheese dairies continued to produce, and the one in Samhun, where the windmill is that you mentioned in the movie,
mm-hmm.
There I can see once or twice a year that the production is going on, and that's very nice to see. So we succeeded in really multiplying and training the people well so they can do the processing now on their own.